It's time for Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. Now, your host, business profitability visionary and CPA, Michael Kessler.
From the studios of 103.9 LI News Radio, good afternoon. We've got a great show for you today on Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. I'm Mike Kessler, and you can reach me directly by email at michael.kessler@cpa.com. And if you too want to challenge the status quo to get your business creating the results you've always dreamed for you and your family, call us directly at 516-449-2852 or visit our website at www.michaelkesslercpa.com. So let's not waste any time, because successful business owners know that one of the secrets to delivering results in their businesses is to be able to retrieve every piece of information about their business anytime from anywhere in a matter of seconds. And that applies to business in any industry, because to be among the most profitable in your industry, you need not only to have great products to generate predictable recurring revenue streams, you need great systems and great people executing them, as well as superior fiscal management. So let's get right to it and continue this discussion. I'm pleased to introduce our guest on today's show. He's Mark Lilly, co-owner and director of sales and marketing at Synergy Resources, Inc., an 85-person software and services firm focused on helping manufacturing companies improve their business performance. Synergy provides strategic and operational assessments from which a plan is developed to improve operational and business performance. Synergy's improvement plans use a combination of enterprise resource planning software, or ERP as we call it, and continuous improvement methodologies such as Lean Six Sigma and the theory of constraints. Improvements realized typically include improved delivery performance to customers, high visibility of operational costs, and higher levels of quality. After earning his degree in computer science from Cornell University, Mark spent 7 years as an application and technical consultant for Hewlett-Packard. In 1994, Mark started his own business as a reseller of his father's software package, Visual Manufacturing, now Infor Visual ERP. After 15 years helping companies implement ERP, he and co-owner Gene Caiola reconfigured Synergy Resources to deliver not just an ERP implementation, but a true business performance improvement project. Synergy's approach has taken the high industry dissatisfaction ratings of ERP implementations and turned them upside down. Mark Lilly, great to have you on Business Profits in the Real World today. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great great to have you. And this is going to be a great discussion. I'm really looking forward to this, Mark. Mark, can you share a bit about how you got started in your career and what got you on this path at Synergy Resources to helping businesses today? Would you mind sharing, Mark?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I started once I graduated. I actually co-opted out of Cornell with Hewlett-Packard, and through that co-op experience, I got a job offer and joined them, and was with HP for about 7 years. And just, you know, learning about the HP way and the culture of that company was, you know, just such a great experience. When I was lucky enough to have my own business, which I started in the Northeast in New England, I really wanted to take that cultural approach to my own company. Of course, like all of us, you start off small with just a couple few people.
Right.
But as we've grown, as I joined up with Gene about 10 years ago now, maintaining and enhancing the culture, you know, a real strong value of not only people internally, but certainly a customer first approach,
right,
is what I feel has made a huge contribution to our success over the years.
Yeah, and you know, as many of our listeners know, I've had your partner Gene Caiola on the show, and I was fascinated by how innovative a business you've both built at Synergy Resources. You know, having grown up in the manufacturing world myself, I'm truly fascinated with what you guys do. And can you share a bit about how Synergy takes it beyond just selling software, Mark? It's to deliver real results for your clients, isn't it?
It is. Thanks for your comments about Gene. And I heard his interview here as well, too, and it was great. You know, what we like to do is really bring the future into the present. And by that, I mean talk with clients about, you know, what sort of benefits they want to have, you know, once they go live with the system, but also 3, 6 months, you know, a year or two down the road.
Right.
And if you set up that way, if you think about that in advance, then it really turns the approach of implementing the software.
Yeah.
Because we were focused for many years really just, you know, let's get a customer live, you know, let's get them up on the software. And it is a big project, but if you can look even beyond that and say, really, what are the areas of the company, whether it's pricing and knowing margins or improving delivery performance or
right.
A market improvement in quality for processes or product. What are the areas you really want to focus and improve on to give your company a competitive advantage?
Right.
Then that takes the implementation from, you know, just going live with the software to really setting yourself up for being able to make some leaps and bounds once you're live with it.
Right. Yeah, it's not just about going live, and that's really a great thing about what you guys do, the continuous improvement, and you guys really know manufacturing and distribution, and that's really terrific, Mark. Mark, let's talk about American manufacturing for a minute. You know, you hear a lot of stories in the news. Oh, it's dead. It's this. We can't compete. You know, I really believe we can compete with anyone in the world. Do you believe that, Mark? So, what do you think? Don't we have the capability here to compete with anyone?
Absolutely. You know, just on the face of it, just as things are today, I think what you see is where quality is really important. You know, especially in the aerospace and industry, clearly in medical devices, there's a lot of manufacturing here that's really not going anywhere for that reason, because the quality is the number one criteria.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but I have to say there is. You know, a lot of American manufacturing has been the victim of our own industry, and that is the ERP software industry. You know, ERP grew up out of, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, where most of the manufacturing was kind of, you know, making widgets or making make-to-stock type products.
Right.
And unfortunately, the systems today are still using that antiquated design, you know, of 30 or even 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of companies are taking these systems based on that design and trying to implement them into their companies. That today, most companies, you know, 90-95% of the companies, at least in the small to medium size range, are really custom manufacturers. They're not making widgets. They're not repetitive, making the same product over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So the system you need to manage that and to do well, to manage your processes well, is quite different. So a lot of manufacturing companies are really trying to fit this round peg into a square hole, and we see it time and time again. And unfortunately, instead of contributing to their greater efficiency and productivity, it's detracting from it.
Yeah.
But therein, Mike, in my opinion, lies the opportunity. We
uh-huh.
have a terrific opportunity to put in systems that are based on lean concepts around theory of constraints.
Right.
Some of these, you know, continuous improvement and methodologies that really help manufacturing companies take a big leap forward.
Yeah.
in how they do things and the performance of their company internally.
Right. And, you know, Mark, I cut my teeth at came out of the Big 8 as a young CPA and cut my teeth in a manufacturing company. I actually worked in the factory for 2 years. And, you know, when we installed our system, which we ended up morphing into after Y2K, into Visual, prior to me starting my own business, We worked for the better part of 15 years improving our system and really drilling down and determining. We were a job shop, and we owned several businesses, determining what our costs really are. I mean, it just gave us so much power to be able to go after and target those products that we felt we could do well at and work on the ones we couldn't. So isn't that really all you really want to do over a period of years? It's a really long process, isn't it, Mark?
It is, and the duration varies from really, company to company, person to person. But you're right. That's one of the big benefits companies see really right out of the chute is just like, wow, I didn't realize, what I was missing, how much information I have or I didn't have to make these decisions. So just like you say, how much does it cost me? How much is it really costing me to make this product?
Right, yeah.
Companies without a good system tracking those things, the labor rates and overhead and materials and time and all those things, companies have a really hard time knowing so that when they're quoting, in a job shop, like you say, or any custom product, when they're doing a quote or establishing pricing, they have a real hard time having confidence in the margins that they're putting in on the price.
Right,
so.
Right. Back after this with Mark Lilly, right here on Business Profits in the Real World.
You're listening to Business Profits in the Real World. Now, back to your host, Michael Kessler.
Back here with you today on Business Profits in the Real World with Mark Lilly, co-owner and director of sales and marketing at Synergy Resources. And Mark and I were talking about American manufacturing and specifically Synergy Resources products. And the product that I love that Synergy has is the Visual ERP, Infor Visual VRP, ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning. And it's a great product, and it has a really fascinating beginnings. Mark, would you mind going back a bit, take us back a bit to those decades and how that all got started? And it's a really fascinating story. Give us a background.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks. There's. I'm going to give you the short version. There's. My dad, Dick Lilly, actually wrote a book, which is kind of his story as well. It's a kind of a history of ERP too. So it's a really good read. The name of the book is The Road to Manufacturing Success. And if any of your listeners want to get in touch with me or yourself, I'd be happy to get them a copy.
Oh, that's great. Sure.
The book, describes kind of like I mentioned, kind of the initial design of MRP systems, and then how they've how they moved kind of the fundamental tenets of MRP, if you will, kind of moved up along and didn't get changed much.
Uh-huh.
But my dad saw those things. So in fact, in his company that he had called ProfitKey during the 80s, he had some venture capitalists come in. To make a long story short, my dad wanted to move into Windows and client server technology at that time.
Uh-huh.
Databases and they didn't want to make that investment. So my dad left and founded Lilly Software in the early 90s, and the first release of Visual came out. So Visual was initially for custom job shop manufacturers, and then it grew with some repetitive and make-to-stock functionality as well. But one of the biggest differentiators about it is its scheduling capabilities. Mm-hmm. Right out of the box, it had very strong finite scheduling capabilities, and my brother Mike actually went and became a Jonah under Ellie Goldratt. If anybody's read The Goal,
yep.
You'll be familiar with some of those concepts.
Mm-hmm.
These concepts around the theory of constraints are actually embedded in Visual. So
right.
After you run run all your jobs and work orders through a schedule, you can actually see the overall lateness, for example, what sales orders need to be shipped when and which jobs or work orders are going to be supplying those, and see how much lateness is being caused by work orders that won't be done in time to supply those orders.
Right.
What you really need is then you can drill down and see, well why? Why are they late? Well, I see that I've got I'm going to have a bottleneck here in the assembly department in a few weeks. So.
Right.
what's causing that lateness. Now, if I fix that, so it allows, it really gives you a crystal ball to allow you to look into the future and see how can I reduce that lateness. But more importantly, even in a financial standpoint, you talk about, you know, we're on a show called Business Profits. This tool allows you to see how much additional throughput you're going to be able to generate in a given time if you find your bottlenecks out there in the future and then address them before they hit you.
Right.
And when a company increases throughput, by definition, we're really talking about contribution margin or profit.
Yep.
So any dollars that you're able to see to improve profit for that time frame can be realized using this tool, which is very exciting and a terrific tool for growing your company.
Right. And so, Mark, you know, you talked about implementations with clients. You know, I know how many implementations does Visual actually have? How many you got out there, Mark? Can you share? Is it hundreds or?
It is. Yeah, we have about 800 companies out there. Synergy does. Visual has about 4,000 installations, mm-hmm. really worldwide. Most of them are in North America.
Yep.
But yeah, Synergy's done several hundred implementations.
Yeah. And Mark, are there one or two success stories you care to share with us? Would you mind?
Not at all. Yeah, there are really a lot. I think probably the you know, all of our success stories typically fall into these into one of three areas, as I mentioned. And we like to call our unique differentiators fall in the categories of price, delivery, and quality.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, you know, cost visibility, understanding your margins. Delivery, meaning, you know, the scheduling capabilities. So, for example, we had one company that was really struggling with deliveries. You know, they had a 10 to 12 week lead time. They were resigned to having to go to to China to do manufacturing there.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually was on their second trip coming home from China. They realized that if they were able to address their internal lead time for manufacturing the product and get that down for better delivery performance to their customers, they wouldn't need to go to China at all.
Right.
They implemented Visual's lean scheduling. It's called Easy Lean, and were able to do just that.
Yeah. No, that's really terrific. That's you know, that points out that we can compete with anybody in the world. They didn't have to go to China. I mean, that's really terrific. So, Mark, you know, before we run out of time, and I think we got some time left here, we've got about 3 minutes, but I'd like to get into my favorite part of the show, and then we'll come back if we have time. You know, you've built a pretty successful business, you and Gene, at Synergy Resources, and you know what it takes to get to the very top of your industry and stay there. Can you share your best advice for business owners who can do it too? Mark, would you mind sharing?
I'd be happy to. You know, we run a how to select ERP webinar series.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're looking for ERP or that sort of thing, we did. There's one fellow who does it for us. His name's Andy Pratico, and he does a really great job. He's very unbiased. We don't mention any software by name, including ours.
Mm-hmm.
But the real gist of it, you know, whether you're looking for ERP or you're looking for business performance improvement services, really at all, and you're talking to different companies, you know, probably the biggest, the best piece of advice I'd have around that is to seek out clients that are using that product or have used that service that the vendor or supplier didn't handpick for you.
Mm-hmm.
It seems so obvious, but we see it time and again. We have competitors in ERP. Their demos are just out of this world,
right.
And unfortunately, you know, the backside of that, the post sale, isn't such a happy story.
Right.
You know, and it's the same sort of thing with consultants, as I'm sure you've seen as well.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to make sure that the consulting group has really delivered benefits that they've promised and have said they can to companies. And again, don't rely on the ones that were handpicked for you. You know, get on social media, search out forums or groups, even user groups, and do your due diligence around that to really find the clients who have used them to corroborate that information.
Yeah, and you know, it's all about change. Just in the 40 seconds we have left, Mark, it's really all about change, isn't it? It's the client has to be willing to embrace change, don't they?
Absolutely. That's a big part of it. And, you know, I think anybody who's looking for ERP, at the beginning, they see that, you know, they have an older system or no system. But at the end of the day, their eyes kind of open and say, wow, I can really do a lot of things with this.
Right.
So, yeah, they need to change processes and procedures and get their people on board.
Right.
And we're happy to help with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so... Mark, I wish we had more time. Mark Lilly, I want to thank you for coming on Business Profits in the Real World today. We'll have you back real soon. Thank you so much, Mark.
Sounds great. Thank you, Michael. I enjoyed it.
You're welcome, and great discussion. So if you'd like to discuss how Synergy Resources could be a significant profit generator for your manufacturing and or distribution business, reach out to Mark directly by email at mlilly@synergyresources.net. That's M-L-I-L-L-Y at synergyresources.net. Or call them directly at 631-665-2050. Or visit the Synergy Resources website at www.synergyresources.net. I'm Mike Kessler, and you can reach me directly by email at michael.kessler@cpa.com. And if you, too, want to challenge the status quo to get your business creating the results you've always dreamed for you and your family, call us directly at 516-449-2852 or visit our website at www.michaelkesslercpa.com. That's www.michaelkesslercpa.com. I'm Mike Kessler. Special thanks to our guest, Mark Lilly, and we'll be back next week right here on 103.9 LI News Radio and Business Profits in the Real World. Have a profitable week, everybody. I want to wake up.